Everyone getting hit by higher prices. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The food versus fuel issue is back. The American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller reports that it may be more accurate to call it an energy cost versus everything else issue.
At first glance, you see the high prices farmers are getting for their crops these days and think the outlook is all sunny.
Commodity prices, corn prices, wheat prices, bean prices, you name it, across the board, have moved up and moved up pretty sharply over the course of the last 4, 5, 6 months, really. We've had problems in Argentina. We've had problems in Russia. We've had very, very strong demand in China. You add all that stuff up, and there's just been a very strong consumption. We had some yield issues here in the United States, relative to where I think a lot of folks thought they were, and that kind of caught folks by surprise as well.
But American Farm Bureau Chief Economist Bob Young says it's not all just supply and demand. There's another huge factor in the higher prices of crops and food in general.
You can really trace it all back to what's going on in the oil markets and that the oil is at $100 as opposed to $40. Energy costs have gone up. That's going to drag with it everything else in the system. Corn, if oil is only $40 a barrel, the energy content of that corn, I mean literally just putting it in the fireplace and burning it, is worth about $2.50 to $2.75 a bushel. If oil is $100 a barrel, that same bushel of corn is worth $6.50 a bushel.
And that's why Young expects food prices to rise 3 to 5% throughout the next year. And it's not simply that farmers are raking in the dough.
Farmers are paying higher prices for inputs, too. Think about the livestock folks. They're paying a higher price for their feed. The guy who's growing that corn is paying a higher price for his fertilizer and for his seed. Seed costs over the last 3 or 4 years have not quite doubled. Fertilizer prices were double where we were, say, in 2006 or so. The same fuel costs that everybody else is paying. That's what farmers are having to pay, too.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
But with planting season just a few weeks away, there's still optimism among our farmers over the demand for their products. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.